Mindy, the power of culture on family. We have several examples in the Bible how the culture around you forms you. When Abraham and Sarah got this promise, you will get a baby, but nothing happens. Then Sarah, because under the influence of society around her, gets the idea, maybe it's like this. My slave, Hagar, I will give to my husband, and if she gets pregnant, the baby will be my baby. She is a person doing it for me. It was used around in society. So she was a child of her age, a child of her culture. And when we read about Jacob having fled to Mesopotamia because of his twin brother who wanted to kill him, and there he married Leah and Rachel, and then they fled after 20 years. Jacob had already a lot of children. And Laban, his brother-in-law, says, why have you stolen my God? They were descendants of Abraham. And why had Rachel taken it? She was in a way formed by the culture of society. And when the Israelites, after having been 70 years in Babylon, could go back to Israel, there were several movements. Then the scribe Ezra discovered that the Israelites, many of them, men, had married women of other cultures, other language, other religion. And God had said, don't do that. There were children who weren't able to speak their Aramaic language because of their mothers who came from somewhere. And Ezra said, all those mothers, those women, those wives who are still in their religion and those who don't want to change, send them away. And what was the problem of King Solomon? He had a lot of women around him. Many of them became his wives. And their culture formed the thinking of the king. Their religion formed the thinking of the king. And day by day, year by year, King Solomon, the wisest of all the kings, became a fool. It was the culture, a pressing of the culture on the mind. So let's look at our culture. What is not in harmony with the Word of God? Yeah, but everybody lives like that. Yeah. But is it in harmony with the Word of God? And if it's not in harmony, forget about it. It's for the dustbin, but not for you. Stay to God's principles and do not allow strange foreign cultures and cultures of your area produce anything in your mind which is against the word of God. Be careful.